Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You made it through another week. Hallelujah. Somebody puts their hands up in the air and say amen. Let's go. Let's go. Now, you know, for the Lion Within Us, we're going to start off with scripture every episode. So there you go, guys. We're going to dig in. We're going to let God guide every one of these episodes, because this ain't about me. It's not even about the lion. It's about Jesus. Okay. So let's, we're right here in Ephesians 6 this week, 6:10 through 12. Great scripture. I had a big spiritual kickoff on Monday where I really dug deep into that episode, to this scripture. So go back if you missed it, check that out. So what does the scripture say? Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Guys, that's powerful scripture right there. Paul's really giving it to us. He's given us a lot of insight, a lot of things to think about as we move forward in our walk. So guys, again, go back, check out that spiritual kickoff. I really unpack it there. So I think that could be something that serves you well as you look at this scripture this week, okay? Now, what did you miss if you missed Wednesday's episode? I mean, all I've got to say is you missed it all, because Larry Hagner from The Dad Edge, he brought it. He brought a ton of wisdom. He shared so many things. I mean, starting off with this Operation Timothy thing he had going on and stuff, what he's doing with his oldest son. You know, we have a blog on The Lion Within Us, you know, find your Paul, your Barnabas, and your Timothy, and the importance of that. And also, you need to be that in somebody else's life as well. You need to be the Paul. You need to be a Timothy. You need to be a Barnabas. Okay. So as he was saying that, it made me smile, because it's just so much alignment. I can see when he gets done with this 2-year program with his son, can you imagine where their relationship's going to be? The conversations they're going to have, because they're intentionally studying God's word, digging together. His son is looking at him, not just as his dad, but also as his spiritual mentor. Powerful stuff there. Powerful stuff. And then we spent a lot of time talking about, brace yourself, guys, patience. Okay, patience. I mean, Larry really is, he's just a phenomenal dude. He's so laid back and chill. I get why he's a patient guy, because, I mean, I feel like his personality, my personality, are a little bit different there. I'm a little more high strung in many ways, but he struggles with patience too. And he's really put together some great offerings and ways to support men grow in that area of their life. So again, he gave some really great observations. And there's also some resources available. So go check it out. And it's just for the Lion's Den. It's just for you listeners out there to align with Dennis. I'm talking about 70% off savings for one of his courses. Unreal. Unreal what he's doing for us right there. And then we talked about marriage. And what does that look like? And how does marriage, specifically communication in marriage, what do we need to be doing? He gave the three big pillars: tactical empathy. We talked about intimacy. And then he talked about curiosity and appreciation. So guys, he unpacked it all. And just those questions, degenerative questions, you know, not how's your day, but tell me, what's something that you want to accomplish tonight? What's something you want to accomplish this weekend? What's the best thing to happen to you today? What's something that made you laugh today? What is something that you hope we do together next week, next month, next year? The questions that really tap into that curiosity and get people thinking. Now, you can use that with your wife. You can also use it with your children. But a great, great way to have a deeper, meaningful conversations with our wives. And that's what it's all about, guys. I mean, we're going to lead our families and lead our wives. We got to lead well. That takes work. So, guys, there's so tons of resources available from that episode. Go check out the show notes on that one, because he gave some discounts. He gave some special links that you'll want to get to so that you can get some of these resources to you immediately. Okay, guys, go check that out for sure. Again, it was a major blessing to have Larry come join the line within us. Now, you know, for the line within us, we'll give you some tips every week. Every week, I'm going to give you a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. Just what we do, because we love you. Okay, so let's get started with the health tip for this week. Something I started trying, and typically for Align Within Us, I'm not going to tell you guys a lot of stuff that I haven't tried myself. Try Tabata training. Okay, Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A. You want to research that and kind of do some Googles. But basically what Tabata is high intensity interval training. Okay, think about it. Most people, when they think Tabata, it's 20 seconds on. And that 20 seconds, you are wide open doing it, whatever you can do, 10-second rest. And you do that typically from 4 to 8 rounds, okay? And you usually mix in 4 to 5 different exercises. So if you do 4 to 5, 8 rounds, you're going to hit that 30-minute mark somewhere in there. So a couple of things I've tried to do, maybe you can jump this in. Push-ups, air squats, mountain climbers, high knees, jumping lunges, and burpees, you know, so you could do a cross mix of some of those things. There's apps out there. There's free apps out there that will actually have a Tabata timer. So you can basically just hit start. Hey, this is how many rounds I want. 20 seconds on. This is just how long the breaks I want. You just hit start and you can just go with it. Okay. And you'll want to do that because you don't want to try to keep up with it or anything like that. Because again, the time that you're on, you're going all out. Okay. It really ramps up that heart rate. You're not supposed, and then at 10 second rest, it's just to elevate to lower it just a touch, and then you ramp it right back up. Okay, it's a great workout to really get you going. Okay, and it's intense. So before you do it, you may want to check with a physician, doctors, make sure that you're all clear. But again, it's very time efficient way to get that workout in. So Tabata, it builds stamina, builds strength. There's all sorts of different things you can do there. But jump in if you've never done it before. Try some Tabata training. There are even Tabata classes. I've taken those before at the Y. I'm sure you can find Tabata class around. Maybe you just want to order the class, try it out, see if it's something you like or not. But it's a cool way to add some variety to your workout regimen. All right, a well tip. Okay, and I pull a lot of these well tips from my buddy Andrew. Okay, Andrew Sather. Go back and check out his episode. But I want you to remember that when investing, this too shall pass. Okay. And my buddy again, Andrew, he related this to baseball and managing pitchers that are getting tired. You know, you have to see the signs of the pitchers getting tired, because if you leave them in too long, what can happen? Disaster, right? So many bad things can happen. So that remember that stock prices only matter when you buy and when you sell. Okay. Everything else in between, you know, doesn't matter. So it's okay if it's been like a roller coaster lately. It has been. And taking if you take a look at a toll behind the scenes, you know, just get out of social media, you know, stocks, apps, inbox, and pull yourself out of the game. You know, just because if you find that stuff stresses you out, jump out of it, okay? Because it's not going to do you any good. Go outside. Take a walk. Remember, just a couple years ago, when the pandemic hit, we were all 6 feet apart, locked in our homes, and longing for the day where things would open up, right? So now we can get outside. We can back away from it. But here's what you need to remember. And if you're worried about the stock market, this too shall pass. Okay? So you don't get hurt in the roller coaster, you know, only if you jump off in the middle of the ride, right? Be careful. This too shall pass. And if you have that long-term, that value investing type mentality, gosh, you got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Make good decisions. Talk to your financial advisor. I get that's all that stuff. But if you make good decisions, if you prayed about it, and you're doing the best job you can to be the steward that you're called to be, guys, you can't go wrong. All right, for your self tip this week, remember, when you're working with your kids in sports, that you're cheering for the first name, not the last name. Okay? Now, I know some of this may rub you guys wrong. If it convicts you, maybe it's convicting you for a reason. But too many guys out there get consumed by sports. And I get it. Playing sports with your kids, I love it. At this recording time, we just finished our softball. We actually won a championship this year. It was a great feeling, right? But I remembered the whole time that I'm cheering for the first name, not their last. You know, we're not trying. Don't try to relive some glory days from high school or Dixie U's or Little League or whatever. Don't relive that stuff. Focus on who they are and how they are growing as a person. That's sports. Don't get me wrong. They're a great way to teach skills. You know, just human skills, communication, teamwork. There is so much upside to sports. Conversely, done wrong, it can be very damaging. Very damaging. And also, I'm going to go ahead and say this, probably going to piss off some of you guys. That's okay. It should not pull you away from your spiritual growth. Specifically your church. You need to be a part of a church body. If sports regularly pulls you away, you need to evaluate that and really think about what does that message send your son or your daughter? That you know what? It's okay for us to miss church because we got softball, baseball, volleyball, hockey, whatever the game, whatever it is your kids are playing. As a Lion, you need to draw the line in the sand. Says this family, first and foremost, we're going to serve the Lord. And there is something important and it's scriptural about being part, connected in the body. Don't let it pull you away. You know, there's stats out there that the average Christian now only goes to church once or twice a month. It's terrible. It needs to be weekly. You need that time to plug back in. Now, that's not the church's job to totally lead you spiritually. I mean, you need to be doing things on your own, spending time in the Word, prayer, you know, memorizing Scripture, you know, being a mentor, discipling others. That's stuff you need to be doing, right? But don't forget the church and don't let sports, and specifically kids' sports, pull you away. And guys, you can totally miss the mark on your budget as well with some of this stuff. And there's a lot of families who just travel ball. We're doing travel ball. Doing travel ball, thousands of dollars every year to travel ball. And I get we want to support our kids. Balance it out. Make sure it's not pulling you away from your spiritual growth. Because as a spiritual leader, that's what's most important. Okay, guys? There you go. There are your three tips. You know, try that Tabata training out. Remember that this too shall pass when it comes to investing. And then when you're cheering for your kids in sports, you're cheering for the first name, not the last name. Okay? All right, guys. Now, the book of the week, probably not a big surprise here. For those checking us out on YouTube, you'll see it right here, The Dad Edge. Okay? The Dad's Edge, 9 Simple Ways to Have Ultimate Patience, Improve Relationships, and Positive Lasting Memories by Larry Hagner. Again, he's got a new book coming out. I'm excited to read that one, but this is his original book. Love it. It's a very easy read, very practical. It's one that I thoroughly enjoyed. I used it to kind of as a launching point for some of our conversation that I had with Larry. Highly encourage that, guys. Check out the show notes. Go to the Book of the Week page on the Line Within Us. you'll see that resource there, and you can add that very easily to your library. All right, so you know on Fun Fridays, we're going to drop a couple of dad jokes on you, right? So let's see. Let's see what we got going on with our dad jokes this week. Dad joke number one. What does IDK stand for? I've asked lots of people, but nobody seems to know. All right, guys, you know that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Now, number two, don't use double negatives. They're a big no-no. All right, so maybe for your English teachers out there, they just cringed a little bit, but that's okay. Dad jokes, if they make you cringe, that's fine. Number one, what does IDK stand for? I've asked lots of people, but nobody seems to know. Number two, don't use double negatives. They're a big no-no. So let us know which one you like. Vote, give us comments. We've had a lot of feedback lately on the dad jokes. Seems like you guys are liking it. That's great. So, you know, and if you got a good dad joke, send it to us. Love to hear it. Go ahead and hit up support@thelinewithin.us. Let me know what your dad joke is. And if we use yours, hey, I'll even give you a shout out. Hey, this came in for so-and-so. Question of the week. How can patience create powerful dads? Okay, think about that. And think about your walk and where you're at with patience. And for me, this is very convicting. Okay. So think about patience. Think about some of the things that Larry talked about with patience and things that we can be doing. And patience is not a feeling. Okay. It's a skill. It's something we can learn. I think that helped me a lot. Go check out that resource that Larry's got, that course for patience. That could probably be a great resource for us as well. But seriously, how can patience create power for dads? All right, guys. So there you go. Fun Friday. That's in the books. I pray that you enjoy this. I pray this serves you well. Give us a rating and review. Go check out thelinewithin.us. Hey, check out, get you a swag, get you a hat. You see, I got the hat on today. I got the Line Within a shirt. We got some new swag we added there. We have a brand new thing, 10 scriptures to learn how to fight like a lion. There you go. So to jump on that, that's just a quick email that you can get as a PDF. And there's some additional emails that follow up just to encourage you in your walk. Join the Lion's Den. That's the easiest way to be part of our groups and just be part of our community of what we're doing, what we're building. We're still trying to figure a lot of this stuff out. Go ahead and get in now. Just get in now. Be part of it. Be part of something that brings positivity, that focuses on serving Christian men. So again, go to thelinewithin.us. Check all that stuff out, guys. Praying that you had a great week. I think we're all going to be a little bit better dads now if we just apply one thing that we learned from our friend Larry. Again, check out his podcast, Highly Encouraged Dad, as well. It's one that I listen to. Guys, thank you so much. I know there's so many different shows you can listen to, but you're taking time to listen to The Line Within Us. Cannot emphasize what that means to me. The ton of work that goes into creating the podcast, guys, but it's all worth it because we're serving the Lord. We're trying to do things to glorify Him. So get after this week. Have some fun. Have some fun this weekend, rather. Get out there. Unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion
That's YOUVERSION. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.